Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 24th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers brilliant in the solution of the problems we face. Hope you had an absolutely delightful weekend. I know that I did. Let's start with a recap of the hard-hitting broadcast that took place on Friday, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. That is thepowermall.com, or smile and dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A quick recap of Friday's broadcast. We had our guest on, Mrs. Stephanie Trussell. She's a talk star, well-known talk show host every Sunday night on a Chicago radio station, WLS-AM, it's 890. They call it, you know, WLS-89. And WLS-AM-890 is a powerful, legendary Chicago radio station that has entertained and educated and informed Chicagoland folks for nigh on to 90 years. Wow. We talked about a leaked email from President Barack Hussein's White House transition team back in 2008. It revealed that if you're white and if you're not disabled, let me say that again, if you're white and if you're not disabled, then you're not diverse enough for the Barack and Obama administration's transition team. That's offensive racial language. That, along with the Hillary Clinton story leaked by WikiLeaks via the emails. Hey, they had food groups is what they called them. You know, they had the white male possible presidential VP pick. They had the Hispanic or the Latino this. They had the women that. And they had all these different categorizations. They called them food groups. Just racist as all get out, both of these ideas. From Barack Hussein and from Hillary Rodham. Wow. Then they run around and say that we're racist. Well, we then talked about an article where they're attacking Sam Bushman. Headline says, Trump ally, Roger Stone, a repeat guest, on, quote, white nationalist supporting radio show. Eric Hanoki or whatever wrote it. And what a disgrace these guys are. What an absolute disgrace. Salon Magazine attacking me. This Eric goofball. So we talked about that article and how they can't really say that I'm a white supremacist because they know it's a lie. So what they then try to say is I'm a white supremacist supporting talk show. What is a white supremacist supporting radio show? When we have on, say, James Edwards, who says that he's pro-white, but he rejects the white nationalist and the white supremacist term, then they say that I'm a white supremacist supporting talk show. What happens when I have on black people, Hispanics, and others who care about liberty and agree with us when it comes to the principles? Yeah. See, Friday, we had on this lady, Stephanie Trussell, the talk star I just mentioned. She's a black woman Republican that clearly says Trump was not my first choice. But now when it comes to Trump versus Hillary, I am absolutely for Donald Trump. She's a good, moral, Christian woman. She grew up as a black lady in the hood in Chicago to a single mother who was 17 when Stephanie was born. And she says, look, the problem with the hood is they don't want to realize they're being played for suckers by the Democrats. And the way out of this mess for everybody is education. The way out of this mess for everybody is to stop the racial strife and to work together, putting fathers in the home, Christian values in the home, You ask Stephanie, she'll go off on the topic. So what am I when I have on a black female Donald Trump supporting woman? Stephanie Tressel, well-known, educated talk star in her own right. Well, these thugs don't write a thing when we do that, because they don't want to admit to any of it. But see, it's not about being racist. It's about having on people who support our ideals, who work together with us for solutions, who agree with the principles. That's what we're talking about here, folks. And it's fascinating. If I have on James Edwards, they say I'm a white supremacist supporting radio show. It's an absolute perverted mainstream press lie. When we have on Stephanie Tressel, they don't say a word. They then say, well, the reason that you're a white supremacist supporting talk show, Sam, is not really even because of your own show, is because you own a radio network in which you syndicate somebody who we've lied about and labeled as a white supremacist for literally over a decade. And then I would say, oh, it's because I syndicate that show, right? Well, of course, yes, Sam, absolutely. Then my response is, what happens when I syndicate Jesse Lee Peterson? In fact, I give a black man, he calls himself black as the ace of spades, what happens when I give Jesse Lee Peterson way more time on the radio than I give James Edwards? See, I give Jesse Lee Peterson 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. And I only have James Edwards on every Saturday night for 3 hours. Plus, he joins us once a month for an hour or so. What am I then? See, but then what they'll say is, well, Jesse Lee Peterson's an Uncle Tom. He's a sellout. And you're a white supremacist. But see, Jesse Lee Peterson is my friend. I have him on for one reason only. We agree on the issues. We agree on the solutions to restore America. So they tried to attack us and rip us apart, but we fight back hard, ladies and gentlemen. We don't take this stuff laying down like most people. Oh, no, we stand for the truth everywhere we are. Behind the scenes, everywhere. And we don't have patience for their deception. We really don't. They're dishonest. So there was a huge write-up about me and Mr. Stone, Roger Stone, in Media Matters. And I ripped them apart, and those folks had to change some of their story. And then I went to Salon Magazine and had out with those folks yesterday, and now they have a bunch of corrections. I've managed to force Media Matters, Salon Magazine, Politico, New York Times, and several others to literally retract their statements, change their statements, because they've been lying to you, folks. So what happened is, they've been writing articles about me. I've been writing and having them straighten this out and correct things. They've all had to correct because they're all wrong. And then what happens is that Will Grigg in Liberty News Daily, by the way, I'm really the owner of Liberty News Daily. And what happened is that Will Grigg got a hold of these stories, and he wrote an article ripping these people apart. And he finishes by saying, first off, you're lying about Sam and James and others. But what's fascinating about it is he finishes the article and he says, first of all, the author of this story is not white and is not a nationalist by political ideology. So now even the guy that writes back in the mainstream press in defense of us, hired by me, by the way, and several of my colleagues at Liberty News Daily, he's not even white, folks. Why do I work with him? Well, two reasons. One, he's a friend. And two, he's politically, morally, principally correct. So over the weekend, we've literally even had Salon Magazine have to retract and correct multiple times. I mean, it's beyond imagination. Anyway, I go on about this because it's so critical to understand how abusive the mainstream press is, how dishonest and deceptive and manipulative for their hostile agenda they really are. So my article, Clown Media Shows True Colors, fails in an effort to label Donald Trump and Sam Bushman, well-known talk show hosts, racists, is an incredible article. I've been sending it to every one of these authors as well. That was our One Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we talked about George Soros-funded race baiting. Yeah. Media Matters and Right Wing Watch continue to lie about Sam Bush when we talked about that. We talked about this supposed fact 17 intelligence agencies. They did not confirm WikiLeaks was a Russian hack. That's a lie that Hillary told, and now she got caught. We also talked about Hillary lasted for three debates without even having to be accountable for Libya. What's up with that? Clinton lied. She told a debate audience in Las Vegas that she will not add a penny to the national debt. Another lie.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking. And I've like tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking because my mom sends those things out. And she's like sitting here folding them up. And I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, well, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about election fraud. Even James Carville says about the election, of course there will be some fraud. Wow. As Secretary of State back in 2009, Hillary Clinton suggested that back in 2000, then Florida Governor Jeb Bush helped steal the election for his brother, George W. Bush. That was August 12th, 2009. I guess Hillary was in Abuja, Nigeria, when she said that. So, Barack Obama basically said, hey, there's vote fraud going on. The Republicans do it. The Democrats do it. Wow. The Clinton charity got up to $56 million from nations that are anti-women and anti-gay. Daily Caller writes, talking about, hey, in the debate when Donald said you ought to give that money back, Hillary would have to give back $56 million. And we talked about this incredible article written by our buddy Jerome Corsi over at WND.com. Will this election day be a repeat of 1980? Then we talked about here's what voter fraud looks like in 23 states. Trump leads in three huge polls. Rasmussen, IBD, and the LA Times. But now the mainstream press comes out and uses every poll but those polls. Those polls are some of the most credible polls ever. All right, that's a recap of Friday's hard-hitting broadcast. Today, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
When we talk about election fraud, Kurt, usually the term is, let me count the ways. And so we're going to talk about a couple of ways they're committing voter fraud right now. Let me give you one example. Google's autocomplete search engine, Kurt. The search results literally favor Hillary Clinton big time. When someone tries to find out about how they can vote for either candidate, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, well, there's a problem. Donald Trump's name is completely omitted from the results, Kurt.
No.
Yeah.
Shocking.
And the Daily Caller has screenshots related to this and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they just say, look, we've had, and then you read the thing from Google, and it's like, well, it depends on where you live and what search terms you put in. And these guys are like, yeah, we put in Democrat search terms, Republican search terms. We've done it from like a bunch of areas around the country, and we get the same thing every time.
Yep.
And I would say that's vote fraud, but it gets worse, Kurt, because that's Google manipulating the results via their Hillary Clinton search algorithm. I call it a Hillary Clinton search algorithm because Donald doesn't show up, so it can't be his.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it gets worse because WikiLeaks now revealed that Eric Schmidt, Kurt, CEO of Google's parent company.
Oh, that's who he is. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I knew. I remember I heard about him.
Well, he's working directly with the Clinton campaign. Now, I want you to know that he's not really tampering with the results, though. They're fair.
No.
These allegations of vote fraud are just crazy talk.
Right. Of course.
But Google's manipulating the results. Eric Schmidt literally working for the Clinton campaign. But now there's a headline from USA Today, Kurt, that I find fascinating. Uh-huh. And the headline says, media playing firewall against Donald Trump. Think about what I just told you. Google's autocomplete search engine literally does not show up Donald Trump. Eric Schmidt, CEO of Google's parent company, directly working with the Clinton administration. I mean, candidacy. See, they're already planning their administration transition with Barack. They've been doing it for months, says WikiLeaks. So when you have the Clinton candidacy working with the Barack administration, you have Google manipulating the results, Google's CEO of the parent company working directly for the Clinton transition team, and now you have this media playing firewall against Donald Trump, writes USA Today. It's just startling. If that doesn't add up to voter fraud, all those in the mix, it gets worse. Because now the headline says, divisive election sparks massive rise in hateful tweets. So every article literally is a backhanded attempt to attack Donald Trump. So don't think that the Hillary Clinton campaign is doing anything wrong, but Donald Trump campaign is doing wrong. So they talk about these nasty tweets, and I agree that a divisive election is sparking massive rise in hateful tweets. I agree that's happening, Kurt. But then if you read the article, it's really an attack in a backhanded way on Donald Trump. It says this. Observers say the targeting of specific groups, of people by, quote, hate speech, particularly Jewish journalists, has dramatically intensified during the Trump campaign. The anti-Semitic hate speech is coordinated in a way that has not been against any other group, writes the USA Today group. Now, Kurt, I almost don't know how to respond to this, because what they're doing in this manipulated article, I agree that hostility and hate speech has increased big time. But even though I'm against hate speech, Kurt, I would not choose to restrict any kind of speech just because you put a label called hate on it. And I agree that, you know what, horrible speech has been ratcheting up over this election without a doubt. But what they try to do is lay it all at Trump's feet via Trump's supporters, acting as if, hey, these Jewish journalists are all in jeopardy because of angry, hateful, probably willing to break the law Trump supporter lies. And I think any hateful abuse towards anyone is wrong. It's evil. It should stop. But let me give you an example, because the next headline talks about it. Now, there's this guy named Michael Moore, Kurt. And is he Jewish, Kurt?
I don't know.
You got to look him up. Michael Moore, Wikipedia. We can find out. But here's what I'm telling you. They say that they hint that all these Donald Trump supporters who hate Jewish journalists are kind of ratcheting up to unacceptable levels, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Particularly Jewish journalists. It all started since the beginning of the Trump campaign. They don't really say Trump people are doing it, but they insinuate that right-wing, alt-right, white nationalist, white supremacist, hate people are attacking Jewish journalists. That's what they want you to believe. But the next headline says this. Michael Moore, quote, Trump supporters are legal terrorists. Now, that's not really a hate speech ratcheted up, now is it? Michael Moore, Trump supporters are legal terrorists. Is that ratcheting up the hate speech, would you say, Kurt? I mean, you're a legal terrorist,
not,
my friend.
It's not a happy kind of thing, as far as I can tell. It's
Kurt, you are a legal terrorist because you're a Trump supporter. You said that's who you're going to vote for, and you're a legal terrorist, says Michael Moore. Now, see, I reject this kind of stuff. They lie in the mainstream press, acting like Trump supporters are filled with hate towards Jewish journalists. Look, there's no doubt that Jewish power and influence is off the charts. And there's no doubt they have an incredible liberal bent. But see, Kurt, I don't choose to attack somebody because of their religious beliefs or their ethnic or racial heritage or any of those kind of things. I think that's wrong and needs to stop. And so when journalists stand for the principles of the Constitution, when journalists stand for God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property, and the principles as the Founding Fathers did, then they're friends of mine, and I don't care if they're Jewish, Kurt. But when Michael Moore, this ignorant thug, makes a blanket statement that Trump supporters are literal legal terrorists, he's off his rocker, people. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Although the expression is odd and unfamiliar to contemporary American ears, the term habeas corpus represents the foundational due process guarantee. This ancient principle of Anglo-Saxon common law, which was enshrined in the Magna Carta and in Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution, dictates that an individual suspected of a crime must be brought quickly before a magistrate and either formally charged with an offense or released. This is intended to prevent prolonged detention without trial or conviction. Despite this 800-year-old civil liberties guarantee, Jessica Jonch of Ackerman, Mississippi, was imprisoned for more than 3 months without seeing a judge, receiving legal representation, or even being offered a chance to make bail, reports the AP. After being pulled over for a minor traffic violation in 2012, Jonch was indicted for a felony drug charge on the basis of a secretly recorded video that prosecutors were compelled to admit exonerated her of any offense, but she had to wait 96 days for that vindication. The lawsuit filed by Jonch was dismissed by a federal judge, who insisted that the spurious indictment left her without legal recourse. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
The targeting of specific groups by hate speech, particularly Jewish journalists, has ratcheted up since the Trump campaign. I try to make you believe that those are Trump supporters doing that. And there may be some doing that, and I reject that if they are. Okay, but we got to discuss this hate speech thing. Because there's a line. When Michael Moore says, quote, Trump supporters are legal terrorists, does that apply? And who's going to be the hate speech cops to figure it all out? See, that's the problem. When I say the mainstream press are thugs because they're attacking me and lying about me, is that hate speech? Or is their lying about me hate speech? And, you know, I'm not for hate speech. I think we ought to be a little more civil. I think we ought to, you know, settle down a little bit. At the same time, you know, a soft answer doesn't work with these thugs. If you reply with a soft answer, they just get more abusive. Let me give you a quick example. They used to just call James Edwards a white supremacist. Now they're calling him a virulent white supremacist. I don't know what that means, if it like goes viral or if he just infects everybody he comes along with. I wrote back to the mainstream press that I'm arguing with about their abuse of us. I said, why don't you guys call him a super virulent white supremacist? See? The problem is, they just get worse and worse and worse. Hey, Curtis, Michael Moore, what's up with that guy?
Well, according to the Wikipedia thing, he was raised as a Catholic, but they say he's no longer a practicing member of the church, and he disagrees with church teachings on subjects such as abortion and same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
I guess following the Columbine high school massacre, he even bought a lifetime membership to the NRA. I guess he said he intended to become the president of the NRA. I didn't know this about him. And was going to dismantle the organization, but he found out that it was pretty much impossible. I guess he got divorced in 2014.
Yeah, so we don't know if he's Jewish, but here's the deal. Whatever he is he one of the hate speech guys?
Well,
Trump supporters are legal terrorists.
I guess he officially endorsed Bernie Sanders for president.
Yeah, now there's a legal terrorist, if you ask my opinion.
January 2016.
Now, Kurt, here's the question, though. What is a legal terrorist, though, by the way?
Well, that would be one that comes into the country with the right paperwork, I guess, you know.
Right? Well, like Hillary Clinton would be a legal terrorist. I mean, she's literally violating all the laws and nobody can stop her.
Yeah, there you go. Legal.
Now, the other example is, so the mainstream press literally manipulating every result, every story against Donald Trump, and the mainstream press is going to lose, folks. Donald Trump, I think, is going to win. Now, here's the other interesting thing. Everybody's been making a big to-do about Donald Trump not getting any support from the newspapers, and that all of them are in the tank for Hillary. That just proves this headline about the media is creating a firewall. Media playing firewall against Donald Trump. However, there's a break, a chink in the armor, Kurt. Donald Trump gets first major endorsement in Las Vegas. Yeah. With polls, now here's, instead of just saying, you know what, Donald got to win here, they write everything as negative as they can, Kurt. Listen to this. With polls showing him sliding nationally, Donald A. Trump received a bit of welcome news on Sunday in one battleground state, the state of Nevada. You see, the editorial page of Nevada's largest newspaper, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, now endorsed Donald Trump for president. Now they say it's the first newspaper to give Donald Trump its blessing. And then they say, although it may come with something as an asterisk, the Review-Journal was bought late last year by casino magnate and billionaire Sheldon Adelson, a Trump supporter and longtime Republican benefactor. The editorial described Mr. Trump as flawed but preferable to Hillary Clinton. And they go on, Kurt. But I bring this up because even when Donald Trump gets a major newspaper to back him, they write it in such a way as to say, you know, even a clock's broken clock's right once a day. Donald's horrible, but, you know. And they even in their admission that Donald Trump got the backing of a major newspaper in a battleground state, they still roll the news quite negative. It's amazing. It reminds you of the Battle of Athens, doesn't it, Kurt?
Well, you know, this whole idea of vote fraud and stuff like that, they act like, you know, at least Hillary act like it was just like, can't believe it. Or, you know, even Obama acted like that with his first, comments about it. And then you find all this facts, and the Battle of Athens was basically, it's a TV show a movie that you can watch on like YouTube, but it documents what happened way back in, I think it was like World War II, just after that, when the bunch of military guys came back and found their county and area was basically taken over by some bad guys. And, they even wanted to steal the votes and all that stuff. And these guys said, hey, we're not going to allow that. So, you know, this whole idea by the media that says, oh, you know, I mean, who would ever even imagine that there's any vote fraud going on in America? It's just poppycock, Sam.
Yeah, you got that right. And that's why I say, can't they just report the news?
Well, not
okay,
really.
Okay, Nevada's largest newspaper, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, just endorsed Donald Trump for president. Stop all the rhetoric about negative and this and that and that. Just tell the news, folks. Let people decide what it means. I think it's a huge proof that most people realize how horrible Hillary is. And that, you know what, Donald has done and said a lot of good things. No doubt he's been off script and a few things we just cringe at. No one's arguing that. But nevertheless, hey, I could vote for Donald Trump a lot easier than I could vote for Bob Dole, all the Bushes. Who was before Bush, Kurt, on the Republican ticket? Reagan?
Well, anyway, a couple of Bushes, but I...
Yeah, was there anybody besides the Bushes back to Reagan?
I don't think so.
Nobody, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, when you say I can't stand the Bushes and I can't stand Bob Dole, and then who was the other goofball? Mitt Romney? Other than that, who was there? Nobody. I could vote for Donald easier than all them put together, Kurt. Now, Mitt Romney might have been a much more moral person than Donald Trump. The problem with Mitt Romney is where much is given, much is required, Kurt. Romney should know a whole lot more and stand up a whole lot more for the Constitution, which he flat out failed to do.
By the way, Sam, on the Sheldon Adelson thing, you know, that's an example of what you've been teaching for years about he who owns the media makes the rules. Mr. Adelson, a big They call him a casino magnat, according to stuff online. He's the chief executive officer of the Las Vegas Sands, but he's also recognizes that by owning a piece of the media, he can, you know, get a bigger, I guess you could say, bang for his buck. You know, I guess some different quotes of his are, I look at every business and ask, how long can this last? How can I identify the status quo and change it? I see this as a humanitarian legacy. We're prepared to pay billions. If I were to retire, I would keep my family's interest in the company the same and say, don't sell. Anyway, the guy is a businessman, and he's coming out saying, hey, I want Donald Trump. I guess he's even, well, he's put more than his newspaper in favor. I guess he even donated cash, right?
Yep, as far as I understand, that's right. And, you know, I find that interesting. He was one of the guys at first that wasn't sure he was going to be for Trump. Yep. I think that's what a lot of people are kind of thinking about. At first, they just get so incensed with what Donald says or does, and they go, I'm jettisoning the
or
Donald.
Or what the media says he says or does. Yeah.
Well, that's true, too, yeah. But then what happens is these people basically wake up one day and they go, well, I agree Donald said bad stuff. I agree Donald's not the perfect picture of morality and integrity and whatever. I get all that. However, staring at a potential Hillary reign, really, at a Hillary regime, and people go, Trump ain't so bad now, is he? And the sad reality is the Democrats and the Republicans have literally put us in this position. You know what? The Republicans didn't stand by a good constitutional moral candidate in the beginning.
Right.
I mean, they've tried to back Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, both of them not even constitutionally qualified to be president, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
And then when an American who believes in, and I don't know if I want to use the nationalist term, but that believes in anti-global viewpoints. See, the problem is when I say nationalist, then it creates this supremacy Nazi idea. See, I reject all that, Kurt. But what are you if you're an anti-globalist? I don't like to be anti, though.
You know, you're pro-American, but then they
see,
call you pro-nationalist.
Yep, yeah. And you're white too, aren't you?
Yeah.
See, I knew you were a supremacist Nazi. You don't even believe that World War II happened, do you? You and see, they go off in these whacked out, crazy, psychotic notions. I mean, they I'm telling you right now, they're not even grounded in reality. Anyway, the Battle of Athens, the GIs came home to a political machine that had taken over their county. What they did about it was astounding. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Our country is at a crossroads. Election Day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you, Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump or his committee.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I want to revisit this Battle of Athens thing really quick, a little bit more. It's kind of fascinating. The Battle of Athens, when the GIs came home to find that a political machine had taken over their Tennessee county, what they did about it astounded the nation. Wow, I love to flash back to earlier times in this great country, Kurt, for answers, for opportunities, for solutions, to understand reality, huh?
Yep, they, you know, this is basically a Tennessee kind of deal. They called it McMinn County, and some called it the McMinn County War. It's back in 46, you know, some Americans back then that had been brutalized by their county government, they used some armed force to overturn it. Now, these Americans also, they wanted honest, open elections. I mean, imagine that. For years, they'd asked for state or federal election monitors to prevent vote fraud, forged ballots, secret ballot counts, and intimidation by armed sheriff's deputies. Now, we know some of that, dealing with our own local guys, but, you know, anyway, they said they were even basically opposed by the local political boss. They didn't get any help from the state or the feds, you know, both mostly because those guys were working with them. Then the Americans' absolute refusal to knuckle under, you know, they say had been hardened by the service in World War II. A lot of these guys had been, fought to free other countries from murderous regimes, and they kind of rejected the same vicious abuse by their own county government. These Americans, they say, hadn't had a choice in their own state's constitution. It recorded the right to keep and bear arms for the common defense, and they had very little gun control laws back then. They say the setting was the, Tennesseans of McMinn County. They were located between Chattanooga and Knoxville in eastern Tennessee. The two main towns there were Athens and, I think you say, Etowah, E-T-O-W-A-H. But anyway, the McMinn Countyans had long been, they say, independent political thinkers. I think most Americans that were at that time as well. They had also long accepted bribe-taking by politicians and or the sheriff to overlook illicit whiskey-making and gambling. They financed the sheriff's department from fines, usually for speeding or public drunkenness, which promoted, they say, false arrests. The different deputies made more money, you know, as they got more arrests. They even put up with voting fraud by both Democrats and Republicans. Now, the Tennessee state law barred voting fraud. But the ballot boxes were supposed to be shown to be empty before voting. Poll watchers had to be allowed. Armed law enforcement officers were barred from polling places.
Hey, how's my guy going to win if I don't have a bunch of ballots in there for him before we even start, Kurt?
Good point. Ballots had to be counted where any voter could watch. That's all the rules, but doggone it, they didn't keep the rules. They say the Great Depression had ravaged McMinn County. Drought broke many of the farmers. Workforces shrank. The wealthy Cantrell family of Etowah, they were backed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in the 1932 election, hoping the New Deal programs would revive the local economy and to help the Democrats to replace the Republicans in the county government. But anyway, the Cantrell guy was elected sheriff in 1936, 38, and 40 elections. They say, but by slim margins. Remember, that's how it always works. You know, it's just when you have the vote fraud, they always want to make it close so you feel like if you would have just tried a little harder.
Close,
the sheriff
but no
was the
cigar, Kurt.
Yeah. The sheriff, they say, was the key county official. Cantrell was elected to the state senate in 42 and 44. And his chief deputy, surprisingly, Pat Mansfield, was elected sheriff in 46. Now, then Cantrell again sought the sheriff's office. Anyway, after the World War II ends was when the whole thing kind of started falling apart, because 3,000 of these GIs showed back up in the county, and they didn't really like what was going on in their own county. And guess what they did, Sam? They even offered an all ex-GI nonpartisan ticket. They even promised a fraud-free election. In ads and speeches, the GI candidates promised an honest ballot count. I mean, imagine an honest ballot count.
Well, that's kind of crazy. That? So how did this get all fixed, Kurt?
Well, the bottom line was when the vote started happening, the GIs, well, they had to go to the ultimate solution, because the sheriff and all the other guys, the bad guys, didn't follow the rules. They had to go and get the guns. I guess they say three GIs alerted passersby to the dangers. They were getting fired on from the jail. This is what happened. The sheriff and the bad guys took the ballots and the ballot boxes and ran and hid in the jail. Then the GIs all surrounded the jail and said, hey, man, you guys better hand us those ballot boxes or you're going to be, well, fired on. The sheriff had called the state guard, but anyway, the bottom line is the good guys won, Sam, because they were willing to, do all that was necessary.
Well, and let's be very clear, because what they're going to say, Kurt, is you just called for a revolution armed to the teeth, okay? And that's a lie.
Right.
We're merely saying this is what happened in the past, and if government continues to violate the laws and abuse the citizens, at some point, they will eventually force the people to take back their liberty.
Well, like
in this
case,
we don't want that. That's not the solution right this second. There are better answers. However, if government gets too tyrannical and too dishonest, and all these headlines prior to this about, hey, the media firewall, and about, you know, saying that, oh, man, poor Jewish journalists are under the gun from Trump people and all this kind of stuff, Google manipulating the results, all these different things, divisive elections. At some point, it will get rowdier. Not that we want that, but we're predicting it. That's what always happens, Kurt.
Yep. Well, and in this case, they say the GIs didn't hate Cantrell. They only wanted honest government.
Now imagine that. That's my point. Mean, see, I don't hate Michael Moore. I just want to, you know, the idea that he's going to call Kurt Crosby a terrorist is just unacceptable. You're a legal terrorist, by the way. At least you're legal, Kurt. I mean, as opposed to those illegals that aren't even, you know.
I guess back then, Sam, it made national headlines. This is back in 46.
Yeah.
The New York Times editorialist on the 3rd of August savaged the GIs who...
They can't use that word, savage. What, are they making fun of the Indians?
Well, that's what they
I see.
Said. I guess said quite obviously, though we hope erroneously, felt that there was no city, county, or state agency to whom they could turn for justice.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly.
Now, by the way,
I
don't believe the Indians are savage. I made that point because that's how they want to pitch it. Whatever you say, they could just manipulate right into. See, Sam took a swipe at the Indians. No, I didn't. I believe Indians are God's children, and they're created equal to us, and they ought to have unalienable God-given rights just like the rest of us. But I bring this all up because, again, you know, you can't use the term redskin these days. You can't. And so when you get this scenario about the Battle of Athens, hey, these people simply didn't have any hate. They just were not going to tolerate the dishonest, out-of-control, belligerent, hostile to liberty, hostile to the principles, government. They weren't going to allow it to happen, Kurt.
Yeah, it's a little bit more from the New York Times, 1946, talking about it. They said, there's a warning for all of us in the occurrence, and above all, a warning for the veterans of McMinn County, who also violated a fundamental principle of democracy when they arrogated.
Well, since we don't have a democracy, that ought not be a problem.
Good point. The right of law enforcement for which they had no election mandate. Corruption, when and where it exists, demands reform. And even in the most corrupt and boss-ridden communities, there are peaceful means by which reform can be achieved. But there's no substitute in a democracy for orderly process. End quote from the New York Times.
Okay, the New York Times author says, there's no such thing as a democracy for orderly process. Democracies aren't orderly.
Good point. This author says the editorialist did not see McMinn County's many appeals for outside help that we talked about before, where they went to the state, went to the feds, you know.
It reminds you a little bit about the Ammon Bundy situation, Kurt.
Well, yeah. They went to see the, it said, some ruthless people only respect force. Well, that's bullies, that's what they do, that it was wrong to equate use of force by evildoers, Cantrell and Mansfield, with the righteous, the GIs. Then it said the New York Times never saw that Cantrell and Mansfield's wholesale election fraud, enforced at gunpoint, trampled the rule of law, feared citizens restoring the rule of law by armed force. Anyway, the bottom line is that's what was done there, and it's sad, but that may need to be done again.
Sam. And we're not calling for an armed revolution. We're just telling you that as government spins out of control and tyranny starts to grow, at some point there needs to be a check and balance. We stand for using the peaceful means given to us by our founding fathers. Using the checks and balances is the answer, so we never get to that point. That's our hope, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we advocate for peacefully every day on your radio. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyNewsDaily.com are incredible websites. Check them out and donate today. We the people declare, this nation shall endure.